Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Von Ziz. We all use he, him pronouns, and Von's is our furry little foxhawk alchemist friend, and or still working on a thing for the other guy. We're currently looking at each other. One is wondering whether he can conscript the other into making his potions for him, while the other is just curious about what this burning smell is.
About what making out with himself would feel like. Should he ask? Is this the time?
I just really feel like Vons is not the character who's going to do the self-cest. I cannot imagine that happening.
No, he's too self-loathing. He's lucky he hasn't started a fight yet.
Yeah. I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is enjoying getting to know new people who are also not entirely 100% new people.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is happy that there's no other Wealthy around, and she's also happy to be home.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Grix, the college student. We both all use he, him pronouns, and the Grixes are just sailing along.
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about ourselves. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. So we started in the Drowned Arcs, getting everybody healed up enough that they could, that we could all leave. Then Grix decided that he was going to bring the Grix, Vons, and Frymeath of the Green Day universe over to our side because they were in danger and he wanted to get them out of danger. He managed to do that. And now there are two Vonses, two Grixes, and an extra Frymeath, and they're all going to adventure with us. Wealthy is not covered in the black goose anymore. There was a big confrontation with Wealthy about Sidroa that was never really resolved.
I was going to say it was resolved to everyone's satisfaction, for sure.
It definitely. Really sort of resolved into, I guess this is a thing that's happening now, which was honestly no more than I expected.
I'm going to say that's the tagline of our podcast.
I guess this is happening.
I guess this is the thing that's happening now. Yeah.
Yeah. We took a bunch of gold and weapons and treasure from the lava room. And then we made our way back to the ship. There was a lot of stuff that was magical that we thought about, and a lot of people talking in a lot of people's heads, and now Grix can talk to animals, or whoever has that particular amulet can talk to animals. And we gave some gold to Harper, and then Vons made 2 days worth of potions after we did a bunch of foraging. Also, Frymeath still has his gun, so that's cool. And the ship is now ready to go, so we're gonna head back out onto the high seas on our way to Aya.
Every time we say that, it sounds more and more like the Immigrant Song. Uh-huh.
I mean, I did that one on purpose.
Yeah, it's getting pushed that direction.
I don't think I've ever not done it like Immigrant Song.
Well, that one sounded particularly Immigrant Song-ish.
I mean, I was on purpose that time specifically doing it to be like Immigrant Song.
Well, you nailed it.
Thank you. I love Led Zeppelin, despite them being horrible, creepy old men.
Well, they are rock stars, so there you go.
Yeah, they've always been creepy old men. Even when they were creepy young men, they were creepy old men.
All right, so you're on the ocean.
Sorry.
Far away from Led Zeppelin. And you're headed toward Aya.
Yeah.
So the ship is in good repair once again. Has the distinct ability to not take on massive amounts of water and start sinking. You are not attacked by a kraken again, so that's nice. And You're out on the open ocean with not a bit of land in sight. It would be beautiful and sunny, except for that whole corruption permanent cloud cover thing. But it's relatively nice for the, you know, blasted hellscape that you live in. How is everyone handling their super fun boat times? Like, what do you like to busy yourself with?
I think right now, Jesse is getting to know the new people, as I said in my introduction. And other than that, not really doing anything other than like just basic, hey, someone needs something heavy lifted. So Jesse's helping to lift heavy things.
Which Wealthy, to be honest, can levitate. So, you know, if it's too heavy for Jesse to lift.
If memory serves, we discovered that levitate is a self-targeting only spell.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that's right. Well, what if I was holding something? Okay, never mind.
You still need to be able to hold it. It's the whole, all these support structures for your super strength also have to be super strong. Your super strong cyborg arm will still tear off at the shoulder if you try to lift two tons with it. Like,
let's avoid that.
It's the same principle on don't skip leg day.
Yes. Primary attribute is a pro leg day podcast.
Once again, people who have leg day, tell us about leg day. Want to talk about your exercise routine?
Give me your hot takes on Bulgarian split squats. They're hard. This is my hot take on Bulgarian split squats. All right. Wealthy, what are you doing when not risking life and limb? Levitating while holding heavy objects.
I'm studying my teleport spell.
From where?
What do you mean from where?
You need someone to copy it from.
We were in the village when we leveled up, weren't we?
Yes.
That's where I found it.
Okay, so it was part of your level up?
Yep.
Right, okay. I was remembering an earlier thing where you're like, I'll get Squirrella to teach me. I was like, look around, did you see a squirrel?
There's no squirrel. And I don't think Squirrella's really my best bet anyway, so.
Squirrella's presumably taught someone something at some point, maybe.
I bet Squirrella would let you pay him.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if I paid Squirrella that I would actually get what I think I should be getting versus what he thinks he should be giving me, so.
An interesting distinction.
Not a fan of forcible brain downloads, huh? You have forgotten your first kiss, but now you know how teleport works. You also get this vague, empty feeling sometimes when you look at large bodies of water, but you can't remember if that was always there or not.
Given the way my first kiss went, I think we'll just be happy with what we've got.
I was going to say, can we all just please have some selective amnesia? That would really help tidy up my brain.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not. There's like a few things that I would love to not be able to like
remember ever again.
Ruminate on in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some cliffs I've been next to that I can't stop thinking about ever, forever. It's not great.
For Wealthy's first kiss, was that Erisine in that Halloween episode?
No, we never kissed in that Halloween episode.
Okay.
We never kissed.
You just got naked in the same room, right?
We did kiss in that house. I thought you were, I didn't think you were taking, I didn't, that, yes, we did kiss.
That wasn't my first kiss.
I kissed Julia first.
A character who has remained strong in all of our memories and highly relevant.
I do always remember Julia. I just know that Wealthy never ever wants to talk about Julia, so I don't bring her up anymore.
Well, Jesse doesn't know about Julia. So
And that's the thing, is Jesse doesn't know anything about Julia. I mean, I don't think Erisine really knew much about Julia, other than that there was someone that Wealthy was occasionally seeing.
You're missing your chance to retcon that Jesse and Julia were best friends.
I don't want to make Kelly uncomfortable.
Kelly does appreciate that.
So Wealthy is studying, and is studying.
Yeah.
Hey, Prime Ian. Universe font.
Hey, Ian.
Yo.
How much money did we get?
A number. I meant to roll it earlier while we were talking.
What, you need to spend it on something?
Well, I just don't want to forget.
Good roll for you guys. All right. Between the platinum, the gold, the electrum, the silver, the coffer, various gems, when you all count up your pouches full of treasure and find they inexplicably add up to the same number, you each get 1,100 gold.
Woo!
That's a lot.
You don't even have to worry about changing out the gems.
Does that include the 7 gems, 800 gold, and the metal rod with the runes on it?
Okay. Nope, this is outside of that box of treasure. This is purely what you picked up in a very abstract fashion for your individual self from the giant piles of treasure.
I will give 200 gold to each of the other player characters.
What? Why? What do you mean?
Well, because of the set, because there was another chest that had 800 gold and 7 gems.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
So I'm saying each of you also get another 200 gold to split.
That for makes the
gold.
Sense.
Got okay, it. So everyone gets 1,300 total, including the stuff from that treasure chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a total of 500 gold?
No.
No. Total it's total 1,300
gold. I understand that, but split amongst us.
No.
1,300 is your individual shares.
Oh, okay. I'm great. I'm working hard on teleport now.
If you learn teleport by leveling, I think you just kind
of
get that.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for it if it was part of leveling.
I was told I had to study it.
Did you get two? Because I think you were interested in two spells.
Yes. 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 And you told me that I could get one, but I had to learn the other.
Yeah. And which one did you take?
I took, like you're going to ask me.
I mean, it's very important based on because it affects deeply what you can do right now.
Ian, I will also say that on my character sheet, I wrote that there's also the gold from the frozen centipede that was to be distributed.
But I gave you guys the amount for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Teleport is the one that I have. Lightning Bolt is the one that costs 800 gold pieces.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Lightning Bolt, you'll have to find a copy of it somewhere to learn from.
Okay. Well, I'm keeping 800 of my gold in reserve for that.
We each also get 437.5 gold. So 437 gold and 5 silver.
You want me to keep track of this shit?
Yes. I do, actually.
1,300.
No, not out loud. The rest of us are doing math, too.
This is why I keep my character sheets in a notes app.
I mean, calculators exist independently.
Well, this is good radio.
Do we want to distribute all of the gems that we've gotten from those other thing, like from everything now, or are we happy to just have me note it on my character sheet and we can deal with it when we get back to some sort of civilization?
Yeah, you'll need to sell those specified gems anyway, so because those are the ones where I actually gave you it's a ruby, it's a dagger's eye, whatever, right?
Yeah, usually that's what you tell us. You just for the previous one, for that centipede one, you said 8 gems, and then for this latest one you said 7 gems, so I just have 15 gems.
Right. Okay. I need to roll what those individual are. I thought I did. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But you should sell those later because I don't think you have a good way to divide them now because some of them are going to be more valuable than others.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, that's what I know.
All right.
Thank you all for doing paperwork.
So you all have money now.
yeah.
In a place where money goes very little ways.
Yes, but you'll have it later. And not be like, the CK never gives us any money. So we can't do this thing. Now you can.
Mm-hmm.
Adventuring is good for the pocketbook. Unless you die, in which case it's not. But, you know. But all right. So, Jesse does some redistribution of wealth, along with all the other stuff. Wealthy, now that you are not studying Lightning Bolt because you have nowhere to copy it from, and you already know how to teleport, what are you doing?
I'm staring out at the ocean a lot.
Pondering krill?
No, thinking about how deep it is and how I really wish that I knew whether or not there was another kraken out there so that I can proactively take care of it so that I don't risk drowning. I've been watching Black Sails. It's not done well for my thalassophobia.
Yeah, the kraken episode is wild too.
No,
out of nowhere, it's magical.
Really didn't fit the tone of the series, but it was fun.
No, they were chased by Hornigold into the storm, and I was it was seriously one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my life, and I just don't want to experience that again.
Fair.
All right, Wealthy has some proxy trauma.
Well, no, I have trauma from the original original
for
encounter.
When the Kraken happened.
When the Kraken, so.
That's fair.
Nothing proxy about that trauma.
Nope. Yeah. Nope, I was doing some serious flying in that
That's
episode.
Genuine homegrown PTSD.
Thought to table. I don't know. Anyway, Prime Universe Vons.
Mm.
What you doing?
Slapping Green Day Universe's hands away from the burning things. And does Vons have an opportunity to learn new spells on this boat?
No, because...
Not a great library. They're not big readers here.
Like, the captain has a library, and...
It's mostly porn, isn't it?
It is not.
Romance novels?
There are some excellent romance novels, but it's a very wide mix of things.
Hmm.
And surprisingly extensive for a boat. Then again, it's not like there's any freestanding land-based library she can store things in, so... Yeah, basically, we've waffled a little bit on how this works, but... To learn things you don't already know, you would need a lot of time and or access to someone else's alchemy book, and we would probably need you to pay at least somewhat. So at least right now, there's not, especially because you don't have access to new ingredients, there's really not enough for you to work with to research new things.
We'll find that moment when we get there. And then I guess in the meantime, probably just brewing... In the galley, if there's room for that, or near it. He's probably annoying the hell out of the cook.
I'm going to say, what are you brewing? Because I kind of assumed you were doing all the brewing with the forge stuff before you guys left.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're out of ingredients again.
Oh,
Unless you want to brew applesauce or something. Like,
don't talk about food right now.
He might not be, actually. I didn't figure out everything I'm making.
Yeah. You can still have made it.
Uh-huh.
But what does Vons do when he's not brewing?
He's not brewing. Filming a gum commercial? he probably is fucking around with other Vons. Just, they're probably both having all of these arguments about socioeconomic structures. How, you know. Communism does work if you do it right, but something like that.
And does Prime Universe Vons understand that he's not a communist after these conversations?
Oh, he's not the one making that argument.
No, but talking to each other.
Yeah.
Like, what does Prime Universe Vons think of this?
Oh, so you know, they're both full of shit. Neither one of them understands the systems well enough.
Right, but Green Day Vons would know the broad strokes of communism. And well, even from that, it would be easy for Prime Vons to understand that what he is engaging in is not anti-capitalist.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Green Day Vons would know the basics of communism is a fantastic sentence.
Well, he would at least understand that it's happened in his civilization before, although guys like him often have like a utopian view of it.
I mean, they got the Che shirt, it's fine.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
He totally has a Che shirt.
He was probably wearing a Che shirt while like
and Che probably looks vaguely foxy.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's so cute, though.
Like the Planet of the Apes Che shirts.
All right, guys. We're building a merch store, right?
The power is yours, person who can do visual art.
Ian, what are you talking about? You have a degree in studio art.
I'm proof that degrees in studio art don't mean anything. I learned how to learn to draw better. I never got good.
I understand. Well,
I could always learn more, draw better. they're just fucking about, I suppose. Not much productive for an alchemist to be doing. I really don't think there is any. I suppose we could always search below decks for exotic molds. Or spores.
Oh.
Moss. You don't find any because they just repaired and cleaned the ship.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Yaba's keeping it real clean.
Yep.
Oh. Proposal. Vons shakes Yaba to produce some amount of functional material. Yes, it's dust and dirt.
You fail because what would the point of Yaba be if they did not dispose of the material?
Does he consume the material?
You don't know. It's just not there every time you try to shake him.
Huh. Yeah, Vons is going a little stir crazy, ain't he?
I would love it if we did not experiment on Yaba. That would make me feel very bad.
We're not experimenting on Yaba. We're just trying to shake ingredients loose.
Sure. I'm just extrapolating from times that things have happened other times in the podcast.
Well, yeah. I get that. Vons, believe it or not, is not the most horrible role-playing character I've ever played as.
I've had to throw out every joke I thought of just now, so yeah, okay. All right, so Vons is going stir-crazy.
Uh-huh, yeah. Literally clawing at the walls.
And last, Prime Grix.
Yeah.
What do you get up to on the open ocean?
Probably trying to be useful. Probably trying to, like, do further repairs. I imagine that the ship's not 100%.
Holodeck.
I'm going to say they waited until it was pretty close. But yeah, there's always maintenance. There's always, we can make this better. And especially for things like examining all the ropes and repairing things. Like, more minor stuff. Yeah, they can always use more hands.
And then I think Grix and I would sit down and do a debrief. Because clearly there's people there who are people here, and they're in some proximity to each other.
Like, so what does that sound like?
Like they connect to each other. I don't know. It sounds like, I don't know, some kind of like fate entanglement something or other.
I think Ian is asking you to play with yourself.
Oh. Got it.
Keep it. Don't edit that out.
Hey, Grix. Yeah, Grix. So clearly you like know Aerosene and Aerosene's granddad and Wealthy and stuff too over there. So like who else do you know? Well there's there's my roommate Bart. He's cool. He's kinda you know, short and like a mousy sort of fellow.
Oh no.
Primary attribute now in stereo.
And I don't know because Wit has not dug into this Grix's background a lot. And that was just a little funny joke that I thought of. Yeah, there's a lot of comparing names. And I think that that's boring, bad audio.
I don't know. We could find out you hate someone you're friends with in this universe. You and Kirill had a friend breakup in high school and it was never repaired. But no.
What about Hog?
Keep going.
Well, I think that Green Day Grix knows a lot more people because of the whole non-apocalypse thing.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, having a whole world of people.
Yeah.
Like, so
Prime Grix runs into a lot of people, but can't go to a new location with all new people, and eventually you kind of hit the pool of, like, these are all the people I run into every day, much less the ones I actually talk to.
Sure. Exactly.
All right.
I don't think we find anything conclusive unless you tell us it's something conclusive. I think that it's just more interesting, the alternative universe-ness of it.
Yeah. Okay. So you all do that. I now need all the players to each roll a
d10.
That's a 4. 3.
4.
Sorry, it seems I forgot I was role-playing today. Oh, my kid's little tiny mic. Okay. 1. That's the best one, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, yes. All right. Green Day Vons, Green Day Grix, and Jesse.
Uh-huh.
You all pulled watch together.
Uh-huh.
This is a few days in. It's late at night. The ship probably runs without lanterns as much as possible, just in case, now that they're out of the safety of the illusion bubble around the fleet. So it's a little hard to see each other, given that you're dealing with, you know, moonlight and starlight as filtered through extremely heavy cloud cover. But your eyes adjust okay.
Well, all of us have at least partial dark vision.
Also that. Poetry dies. Your dark vision is good.
Sorry, buddy.
No, it's good. I forgot to factor that in. All right. But you're all on watch. Jesse, you were trying to get to know these two better, and you got nothing but time to kill. What does that conversation sound like?
Hey, so you got that like a katana, and like you got that like whatever that stuff is that weird katana is made out of. Like,
I'm not paying you for it. We're in another universe now. It doesn't count anymore.
sounds good, man. But like, you know, do you want any like, you know, help learning how to like use it more effectively? I can help you. I know a lot of stuff.
Okay.
We'll do like a little training montage where I like teach them how to hold weapons.
All right. Green Day Grix and Green Day Vons.
Yeah.
Roll an intelligence check.
All right.
Or wisdom, your choice. To do a learning.
I do not do a learning, I don't think. 12.
Pulling up Vaughn's modern stats. You said the choice was...
wisdom or intelligence?
Wisdom. But definitely going in. God, what level is he?
5.
16.
Okay.
On prime.
You're both pretty low level. Grix and Vaughn, you both succeed.
Hmm.
Give yourself a +1 to attack when using katanas.
Ooh.
Oh, hey, but mine's... man.
You still get +1.
Yeah.
If you use Vons's, it will also be a +1.
Okay.
You're not restricted to rubber. And it will honestly probably apply to most long swords, but...
Okay. Is there another sword on the ship that I could have used
for
this training?
Yeah.
There were a ton. There were like a bunch of swords and stuff in that cave.
Yeah.
Probably we would have equipped you with something that wasn't rubber.
Yeah. Cool. You would have found something. So, yeah. You can just generalize that both of you give you a +1 to attacking with long swords specifically. Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I have the stats to the katana.
It does damage.
The longsword.
Yeah, we'll just treat it as a default longsword.
While we're training, Jesse's going to be like, so, what was I like in the other place? Because Jesse is the kind of person who just wants to know all about herself, apparently. I mean, I know you only met me for like a little bit, but like, what was I like?
she was nice. She gave us these swords, kind of, and somebody shot at us. Yeah.
I don't like getting shot at either.
No. I mean, more than just at us. Many of us got shot.
Oh, I thought that was a different part.
Well, yeah. It all ran together.
Fair enough.
There's a certain amount of trauma in being shot at.
Sure.
I mean, it was the same person and, like, just a continuation of the same. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They sound like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are you gonna, like, stay forever, or do we need to figure out how to get you back someday?
I'd like to go back, I think. I mean, I don't know, that fills me with a lot of anxiety, thinking about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you don't have to think about it now.
I mean, it'd be pretty cool if we could go back, if we could, like, shoot fireballs at him or something, but as of this moment, we don't have firearms, and he seems mad. Hey, why is he mad at us?
Dunno.
I mean, I think they are like, you know, just like a bad guy. Lots of bad guys. I mean, I feel like that's a truth in every place, right? There's going to be bad guys.
Always bad guys.
Always bad guys.
I mean, but what's his motivation?
Adam, they use they pronouns.
Does
Vons know that?
We'd established that we didn't know that about Mendoza in
yes, but we are player characters who can make choices.
So we don't have to misgender on purpose.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we don't have to, but yeah, does Vons even know them well enough to know that?
I cast use the right pronoun on Vons.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, just, I don't know, like, they're impossible to say what anyone's motivations are. I mean, like, what are your motivations, man?
Well, we start with don't be a dick.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And shooting at people is dickish behavior.
A little bit.
But Wealthy's not here, so never mind.
What's it like seeing magic when you've never seen magic?
I mean...
magical.
Oh.
Wondrous.
It's really profound, man.
I mean... you heard about this iPhone that's coming out?
No. No, I don't know what that word is at all. What is it?
It's like a phone with internet and
I
maps.
I still don't know what any of the, oh, I know what maps are. So like, it's like a book with maps.
Yeah. It's like a magical tablet. You, poke it with your finger.
Like a clay tablet, like a.
Yeah. Huh. I think glass is like kind of in the ceramic family.
I'm not helping with this. Sorry.
All three of you roll a wisdom check.
God damn it. I knew.
That was... I nat 20'd on that. I don't know what it'll do, but that's fun.
That's a 14 plus 10 is 24.
I got 19 on the die, so a lot.
This is going to be a useless wisdom check.
We did good.
We rolled high when it probably didn't count. And then a kraken happened.
We're on watch. I don't think there's anything that we could roll for that wouldn't matter at all.
So, Vons, you actually spot this first.
Oh, fuck.
If only due to something just sounds a little bit wrong, kind of on the wind. So you glance over, Jesse and Grix. Uh-huh. You follow Vons' gaze as kind of scans over the ocean. And all three of you, roughly the same time, notice that there is a shape out in the water.
Oh, God.
It's not out the horizon. It's pretty far away. But even watching it just for a moment, you do get the distinct impression it's slowly drawing towards you. I now need... there was a nat 20 among other things. You're all pretty sure it's a boat. Well, a ship. And it appears to be heading to intercept you. Would be your best guess after watching it for, you know, a few minutes to see if it goes away.
Can we be concerned?
I feel like, yeah, because, like, there shouldn't be, like...
Well, the captain wanted us to wake them up if we saw anything like this, so we better go do that.
Yeah. Can Jesse take a, like, a spyglass and, like, look through the spyglass at it?
Yes.
I'm assuming they have spyglasses.
Yeah. Make another wisdom check to kind of make out the details, because it is really dark, and this is still beyond your dark vision range.
Oh, that's the... 15 total, probably not.
Yeah, you're pretty sure it's a ship. You confirm it's a ship, but that's it. You can't see any distinguishing details about the crew, if there's anything, you know, if there's a flag or painted sails or a giant name on the side.
Okay. Did somebody else go get the harbor or no?
Oh yeah, Vons is on his way.
Okay. Vons, you go to the captain's quarters. You hammer on the door, I assume. Mm-hmm. What do you do to wake the captain?
Continue hammering on the door. Cop knock.
All right. Harper's hair is true chaos. I mean, it was always thick, wavy black hair, but apparently when she sleeps, it just goes into full poof mode, you would guess. Didn't do her 100 strokes with the brush or whatever.
Vons just continues knocking with the door open. You awake?
She punches you in the face. And you continue to knock.
That's a yes.
You take one damage.
Oh, wow.
Well, he is only level 5.
Oh, it's fascinating to see consequences.
But yeah, wow. She's squinting. She has her boots on and basically, you know, underwear. No shirt, no bra. It's just like, what?
I'm sorry, Vons is transfixed for just a moment.
She stomps past you.
boat, that way. Nice.
She seems more awake as she finishes striding over to where Jesse has the spyglass.
Can I just verify? She is like topless with just underwear on and boots.
She's basically wearing panties and boots. Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Jesse looks. She's not immune.
She snatches the spyglass out of your hand and says, point me to where it is.
Jesse points. Sorry, Ian, gave a bunch of people who are attracted to women a topless, badass lady.
And that's fair. Just saying, Harper herself has no patience for it.
Fair enough.
Because you woke her up in the middle of the night. And, you know, that's part of the job. It doesn't mean it's not annoying. All right. She looks for a long moment and just goes, fuck.
Doesn't bode well.
What is it?
You need to go get everyone up from below decks as quickly and quietly as possible. Jesse, I'm keeping you up here.
Help
me trim some sails and get this underway faster.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Vons, Grix, how do you wake everyone up? There's not just one door to knock on.
Apparently, quietly is important now. So,
you would guess from the operations of the boat, she mostly means I'm not ringing the bell to raise a general alarm because that would be extremely obvious. You can probably holler once you're below decks.
Probably like a.
Nah, we can like wake people up real quiet.
Like a chain. Like okay, you wake up. Now go wake up two others.
Yeah.
And go up on deck.
Yep, just like that.
Prime Grix. Yeah. You wake up wealthy. Wealthy. Prime Grix stands above you.
Huh? What?
Wealthy.
What?
The captain says that there's something bad happening, so we need to all go up on deck, but quiet.
Of course there is. Okay. Yeah. So I get out of the bunk.
Wake up two others and then go up.
And I smack somebody as I'm getting up, and then I smack somebody else, and I say, get up, the captain needs us, and I head off, because I don't wake up well.
Fascinating.
For the second one, Frymuth catches your hand before it connects and goes, I'm coming. The first slap was quite loud, so you got an alarm clock going. All right. Everyone's awake. Jesse, make a strength check.
Okay. That's a nat 20.
Fuck having the rest of the crew. You got a rope in each hand. Just making everything go, opening the sails. You get enough done that Harper gets to go put some actual clothing on.
I just call after her, nice tits.
I know, they're great.
Congrats.
She gives you the local equivalent of a thumbs up as she goes inside the quarter. Comes back out like less than 60 seconds later, fully geared up.
God, a woman after my own heart.
But okay, so you go and everyone starts making their way above decks. There's a lot of, stage whispered commands. You are all trying to get underway to go faster than you currently were and away from that boat. Let's see. Well, what does everyone want to do? Or I need one of you to make a wisdom or intelligence check with a spyglass to finish getting a bead on exactly where this other ship is going.
Can I ask what time of night this was?
Apologies. It's like 1 a.m.
It's like 1 a.m. Okay.
So do any of us have a particular advantage on using this spyglass?
No, it's just one of you.
Sure.
You're all equally untrained in spyglass use.
All right.
Yeah, what's up?
Roll an intelligence check, whoever it is. Sounds like it's Grix.
Yeah. 17?
On a prime. You confirm for sure for Harper, along with one of the crew members. Basically, she wants at least two people to confirm this, that boat is definitely giving chase. So, you all are trying to run away from a ship in the middle of the night. We're going to do a skill challenge for how you all contribute.
Yay.
For simplicity, the Grixes and Vonses are just operating in tandem with their prime universe parts, so you do not have to roll twice for them. And you get to use your higher stats. So that's nice.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to go around Robin, call on people. There's going to be 8 turns total, so 2 for each of you. You're just going to tell me what you're trying to do that you think would contribute. I'll tell you the check, and we'll see if you succeed or fail. You're aiming to get 5 successes. And among the entire group for this entire thing, you get 1 reroll.
I'm sorry, Vons is sleepy. What are we trying to do?
Escape the ship.
Oh, so we're basically trying to get sails out and...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And steer and, equip the rockets and fire them off.
Can I ask a question in case it becomes relevant later?
Sure.
We had fully a week of downtime on the beach. Can we all have gotten all of our...
Yes, you have all healed.
Back? Okay.
Oh, thank God.
I just realized that...
That's important to clarify. Thank you.
Yeah, I think only one of us is missing a hit point.
No, Jesse was missing like 20.
Oh, no.
I mean, no. Right now.
No, Green Day Vons has negative 1 hit point.
That's all right. He saw the Got Milk commercials when he was young. So his level 5 self is a little more stout than old Vons' level 5 self.
Sure.
Fair enough. Okay.
Also, you get that vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Good for the bones.
Yeah, this guy is full of Flintstones chewables.
Mm.
Really just had like 1,000 of them on him in his pockets when he jumped through here.
Well.
So healthy compared to the average person on his side.
They, he kind of got addicted. Like they're candy like, and he prefers the soft sweetness of a Flintstones chewable to like a Skittle or something, because you know, fox taste is a little strong.
Good God, that's horrifying.
And the chalky texture is
that's
yeah
yeah.
It's like a pastille.
I'm just trying to figure out when you start ODing on some of those things that don't wash out of your body.
Pretty early.
Yeah.
It may have affected him a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you're not supposed to eat a lot of those in one sitting.
Okay. Somebody quick, look up how long it takes for an overdose on Flintstones chewables to happen and see if we can figure out how that might cross-reference with Fox Anatomy.
I mean, kids who get caught, like, eating just vitamins, you're usually supposed to call poison control.
Yet another reason why multivitamins should not be in gummy format.
Oh, yeah, that's not how you spell overdose.
It's just role play. It's already effective. Okay, well, I will start one over from my original plan. So you have time to finish your important research for this PSA. All right, Wealthy.
I am readying Fireball, just in case.
How does that contribute to the ship getting away in chase mode right now?
So Kelly, we're doing a set of...
I understand that, but I have no ability...
You got hands.
You can pull a rope.
I'm pulling on ropes. People put ropes in my hands and tell me to pull. I'm pulling.
Make a strength check.
God damn it. Oh, shit. That is 4 plus 9 is 13 plus 0. I think my strength is 0. Yeah, my strength is 0. So that's 13. So, you know, I'm pulling on ropes. It's not doing anything, but I'm pulling on ropes.
But at least you're trying something rather than...
waiting.
Yes. All right. You try.
Yep.
But you are no Jesse.
I spend a lot of time, like half my height in the air, just...
It would be extremely funny to watch for a third-party observer. But,
right.
But helping
for somebody who's terrified of Kraken, yeah, it's not good.
All right. Grix.
Yeah. Grix Prime is going to do some of that sweet, sweet Mirage Arcana. And place a small island and fog in between that thing and us.
Okay. Make an intelligence check.
You know, I could stop closing the window each time. Intelligence check, 24.
All right. You cast that spell. You do see that they veer around the island. The fog does not seem to deter them, but you have bought yourselves some distance.
Okay.
Because Mirage Arcana doesn't get too big, right?
No.
Okay.
A couple hundred feet.
Yeah.
But it's something to like, especially if they have to like slow down real fast to avoid.
Yeah. I'm not sure how close they were, but yeah, like you definitely cause them to lose some ground.
Yeah. That's all I'm hoping.
Okay. Jesse.
Jesse is, Jesse's pulling ropes. I mean, unless right. Harper can tell her something specific other than that to do, she's pulling ropes.
All right. Make a strength check.
That is 12 plus 10 is 22.
All right, we see Jesse's mighty muscles flex and Wealthy get lifted up off the ground in front of her.
I'm flailing!
And Jesse, you're a, you know, woodcraft, you're a ranger. You tie a great knot when you tie this thing back down. Or not, as the case may be. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you've been working with the sailors. I remember you were trying to get in good with them originally, befriend
them. Yes.
And you have succeeded at this point, for sure. And they're giving you appreciative looks because... you are big and strong and can cover for like two of them. So it's extremely helpful having you around, especially while people are not awake and their muscles are like, what are we doing? Why?
Their muscles are like, what is happening? I was asleep.
Yeah. As muscles tend to do. All right, Bonds.
So it turns out at 50 tablets, somebody the size of a child starts getting vitamin E toxicity. But and this is according to Reddit, so
mm-hmm. Yeah, but my research also turned up similar, like it gotta do a lot.
Yeah.
It's not good for you, like you'll hurt yourself.
It looks like a strong and common reaction is just going to be like diarrhea or something like that. And yeah, you could mess up some organs, liver. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But yeah. The Vonses would like to get up on dem masts and help people with rope things. I understand that that's an important thing on boats.
Ropes are important, as are things that are up on masts.
Mm-hmm.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay, and we're using the big boy stats.
Yeah, use your Prime Universe version.
All right, so an 11 ain't bad, plus 9, that's 20, plus 1 on a Prime, so 21 on a Prime.
That's pretty good. All right. Both Vonses, although especially Prime Universe Vons, who probably does a lot more climbing and scampering and such.
Uh-huh.
You go up those, you know, rope ladders, go up the rigging like it's nothing, and you're scrambling around and you are small and dexterous, and you are doing a fantastic job of releasing ropes, trimming ropes, other things that you do when you do ship things, which I've clearly deeply researched.
I'm very excited
none
that
of us
they know
what
doing.
We would do.
Yeah. No, so generalities is good.
Were they trained at some point? Perhaps there's somebody like instructing them down below. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you are all working alongside sailors that know what they're doing.
Mm.
And so they're like, untie those three things and leave you to figure that out. But you are fast and with deft fingers. So you guys are starting to pull ahead between the island, the sail work. You have gained speed very quickly and have managed to turn with the wind very nicely. So you're starting to get away, but you're not there yet. Things could still go sideways. Wealthy, what do you do?
I'm standing there. I can't go up into the rigging because I've got a wooden leg and I'm being tossed around, but I'm still holding onto a rope.
Make another strength check, I guess.
I'm sorry, I can't think of anything else I could be doing. Oh, God, that's even worse. That's an 11. Now I'm just being thrown around while holding onto a rope.
As we, you know, cut through the characters in the background, we see Wealthy flying from one rope and desperately grabbing onto another and then fly to another.
She's trying so hard not to go,
Yep. I'm going to say, riding one of those counterbalance pulley ropes up on accident. Arcs over the mast and grabs onto another one to slide down on the other side. It's all very impressive. Okay. Grix.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, God. Let's see. Green Day Grix just saw the movie Master and Commander not too long ago. Since that just came out not terribly long before this. And he has some tactics ideas from that of like angles to catch the wind. Now, I think that this is a bit of a well, he doesn't know much, but he might know something they don't just because of differences in world.
Yeah.
But it's also going to be a bit of a extreme amateur trying to give advice to very, very seasoned people. So I don't know how well that will come across or...
Make a charisma check and we'll find out.
Okay.
Because this is Green Davix Grix, you will be using the lower stats, but it's still a prime for you, so...
Yeah, and I rolled pretty well, so 24.
Yeah.
It's also 24. It was last one.
Grix, you managed to... You're doling out advice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The helms person is doing the very polite, But you do hit upon something that causes them to kind of perk up a bit and go, that's a really good idea. And they follow your tactical advice. You stumbled across something that, yeah, because of the different way tactics and sailing developed here, and... But honestly, there's also probably been a bit of a restriction in knowledge with the fleet being, you know, relatively insular. Yeah, you managed to help out and they gain a little more ground. You're almost away. Right. Jesse, what do you do?
Jesse is, I think, going to offer, I don't know, like, is there, I don't know, I feel like just keep doing ropes.
Okay.
Thank you, Erin.
She's just like, I mean, I don't know anything about sailing really, except on tiny, 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 tiny sailboats. So,
all right, make a strength check.
That is a 7 plus 10 is 17.
That is not quite enough.
Oh, darn.
So, you're still helping. You're still doing good. It's just you don't manage to tilt the difference in any one direction. You guys maintain speed, but you aren't able to speed up a little quite yet. All right, Vons.
I mean, yeah, riggy, riggy, climby, climby.
All right, make another dexterity check.
Whee! That one's even better than last time, by 4, 25.
You have picked this up quickly, are deftly untying knots, adjusting sails, doing whatever else they do up top during these moments. And the sail catches that last piece of wind, and you guys sail a little bit faster, and you manage to definitively start outpacing the ship that was pursuing you. And don't actually ride off into the sunrise, but something like that. By about, it gets slightly lighter as the sun rises behind those clouds, and you appear to have gotten away after an exhausting few hours of work. It's because it takes a while for ships to separate, I think. Mm-hmm. No turning into a storm needed. Congratulations.
Yay!
You made it away. How are y'all feeling?
Pretty good. My arms hurt.
I mean,
one.
Anxious.
Hungry.
Sleepy. Dopey. Bashful.
Harper just goes, I can do something about two of those.
Feeling so dark right now.
Sorry, what?
I mean, thought we'd just skip to the last dwarf there.
Yeah. Oh, Doc. I did not hear what you said.
Oh, that happens. Sometimes I say things bad.
But all right. People are fed. People go back to sleep. You know, kind of the day crew gets the joy of starting their day immediately after a couple hours of all hands on deck, just in case they're still being pursued. They need to be sure, you know, they're at top function.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But you guys have made it. And a few more days pass, and they don't appear to catch up. Harper's pretty good about calling off the pursuit at that point. I mean, probably earlier than that, but like, you have very definitively escaped them at this point. And Harper gathers you all up. Says, well, that took us a few days out of our way. So
days?
We needed to stay with the wind as much as possible. And unfortunately, the wind and where we're going, we're not quite lined up.
Oh, we're kind of out of the jet stream?
Or rather, we were trying to cross the jet stream. The trade winds, whatever. We were trying to cross the trade winds, but we needed to go with them. And so we've lost some ground going south when we needed to loop a little bit further north to get to at least the port I know best in Aea. Although I'm pretty sure they're all very equal at this point in that I'm sure they've pretty much all been abandoned for hundreds of years. So it's mostly useful as a place to not have the winds pick up and toss your ship around while you're still disembarking, much like you would on an undeveloped area where you just get to get on a boat and go back and forth.
Yeah, that's fair. So like when we go out, is it going to be like the same as when we found you guys in the first place? We have to like use the like message in a bottle thing, or like
for when you leave Aea?
Yeah.
Well, I was going
like,
to
I'm assuming you're not gonna stay.
I was going to offer to guide you.
Oh, in Aea.
I'm from there originally.
Oh, no way.
Ancestrally. So
holy fuck,
I know
you never said that.
It doesn't become relevant that often. But yes, so I've been there. Part of a community there for a while that is no longer there.
Oh, like I'm sorry, man.
It happens. Especially these days.
Depressing frequency.
Because you definitely told them, like, we're trying to find bees and honey, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because you explained how the cure works.
Yes, well, as much as we know how the cure works.
In theory.
I can't tell you if it's still there, and the way to get there is tricky and treacherous, so who says I'd even be able to get you there straight through, but I can at least try to guide you to the hidden honey meadows and groves, because otherwise you're going to be crisscrossing a very, very large continent. Well, island, continent thing. Very large area, which is very inhospitable.
Oh, so like Australia.
I haven't heard of that one.
And this is where the bees are?
Yes, at least the bees they're looking for.
Hmm. Are they big bees?
We don't know.
I believe them to be fairly standard sized.
Hmm.
I don't know how big different
the
species
magic bees?
Of bees get. Not that I know of. There was a persistent rumor that the meadows and groves were magical themselves, but that may have just been fanciful talk. Either local legend or driving up the price of the goods or both. So I'm willing to guide you. I'm decent with a sword, and hopefully we can get you there in one piece. Hopefully the bees are still there. You may have noticed there was a bit of, well, I guess it's always been this way, but you know, you may have noticed there's a change in the weather compared to what those animals were probably used to. And I couldn't tell you exactly how well the plants have done.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, it's a long shot, we know, but it's at least a starting spot.
If they compared to the no shot we have historically had?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, like, it used to be a desert, but, like, it's been, like, you know, all cloud cover for, like, you know, 600 years. Does that mean that it's, like, not so much a desert anymore? Because if, like, the clouds are always there?
Depends on how it affected the water, and the raw sand is still not very hospitable for most plants. It has probably changed, though.
Like, maybe more, maybe like a little marshier or something.
I suppose we'll find out. I imagine it depends on the area as well. And I haven't been the direction we're going for some time.
So, like, can we visit that, like, place from, like, the AAN logbook with the, the big, like, disc? Like, the big scary disc?
There are a few of those scattered throughout the desert, but we can certainly visit at least one.
Oh, yeah, let's visit one. I want to ask a god if it'll, like, you know, help us.
Heavy.
You can certainly ask.
Do you know, like, what gods is like, they were, like, talking about in the AAN logbook? You know about the AAN logbook, right?
Yes, very well. It's one of the few pieces of writing that about that area that survived for this long and been reproduced. Surprised you guys had a copy of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, the other version of Frymeath, I guess, gave it to somebody. Huh. Says Aaron, stabbing herself in the heart.
Yeah. We can definitely visit at least one of those. As far as the gods, the thing described in the AEN logbook, I know it requires a specific ritual, and that ritual was taught by the temple. I don't know if it gains you access to a god, though. It's also rather dangerous, as the logbook makes plain.
Yeah.
But
like, we gotta try something.
You're welcome to try it.
I mean, maybe just, like, talking to the god is like, you know, more chill, and you don't have to have, like, the formal training.
Does that sound like it's gonna be chill? I don't know, man.
I just, like, always try to, you know, make it seem like everything's gonna be chill, and then most stuff is.
All right.
It does tend to help if you don't go into it stressed and panicked.
Uh-huh. I'm not stressed or panicked. It'll either work or it won't.
If you want to go to the AAN logbook location specifically, including, or if you want to go to both the disc and the temple, possibly in the reverse order, if you want to see if you can find anything to help you make contact with that god, we can certainly do that. It's going to add about a week to our journey, but this is going to be a long journey anyway.
Of course it is.
I turn to everybody and I'm like, does that sound okay? Like, I mean, I really want to get to the bees, but I also think it can't hurt to, like, you know, ask a god for some help.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Like, you guys got some help from a god.
I mean,
it was very minimal help.
Yeah. Considering how much a god can help.
I mean, he helped me make Rick's not insane anymore.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was cool.
Is Gex still visible?
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe he's working on his tan.
Huh.
Should we ask him?
Gex?
Hey, Gex, buddy.
You can't just ask someone why they're not invisible.
Thank you, Ian.
I'm scared.
I'm glad someone got that.
I can. Hey, so, like, it's...
I did not mean to shame you, Ed. I just wanted to make the joke.
No, I know. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Hey, are you... Hey, Gex, man, are you cool? Like, you comfortable being, you know, visible again?
I mean, it's weird, but I can't seem to turn it back on, as it were.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to, like, I don't know, we could, like, not look at you whenever possible. Is that
No, it's okay. Honestly, it's kind of nice. People are less prone to accidentally kicking me now.
Oh.
That's great.
I'm glad to hear that. I mean, there's, you know, like, an upside.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, like, you know, 100% comfortable.
Yeah, I kind of got myself invisible a while ago, and apparently I've lost the knack of it, you know?
Oh, see, so, like, you're just, like, out of practice.
Something like that.
Do you, one of us could cast invisibility on you, like to kickstart it, if you need?
It was kind of a self-perpetuating inherent thing for a while, I think I got
Well, yeah. Yeah, but like, if you got back to that state, maybe it would kick in again.
Probably need to go back to that cave where we found him. Might be environmental.
I was lost when you found me.
Isn't everything?
I mean,
you sound like the other you. Don't worry about it for now. One? I'll let you know if I start feeling all exposed.
Oh, okay. Just, you know, like, whatever you want to do to, like, feel more comfortable, man. Like, we'll try to help you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
The desert's going to be nice.
Why?
He's lizardy.
Hot.
Lizards dig deserts.
I thought he was more of an iguana.
Nope. Leopard gecko-y.
Oh, I guess I don't. I guess I thought that leopard geckos were more like iguanas.
No, leopard geckos are desert creatures.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Ian.
It's okay. How dare you not know as much about lizards as I do, a person who has owned three lizards.
You haven't been reading that herpetology book we got you?
I haven't. I'm sorry. I've been slacking on my friendship homework.
That's how you know it's real friendship, that there's homework.
Huh?
Actually, kind of for real. Like, you said it flippantly, but no, that's correct.
Anyway, it's going to take you guys about another 10 days on the ocean to get to where you're going, and then you'll start trekking across the desert after trying to salvage any supplies you can from the port, which will probably be minimal, but...
Wait, so maybe in like 10 or 12 episodes, we'll get to the desert.
You guys went through a week of on the ocean today.
Whoa!
Amazing.
Yeah, so...
Amazing, montages do exist.
They're not real. They're a myth. This is a fluke. But all right.
A fluke? There's a fluke out there?
And no. We'll pick up there next time.
Aren't flukes worms?
No, they're like a...
It's like a water spout.
No, it's a fish.
Oh.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute, and @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Either local legend or driving up the price of the goods, or both.
Are they the kind of bees that jump out and scare you?
What kind of bees do you normally encounter?
I'm just going to leave that dad joke there.
Wait.
We can use it as the title later.
That would require us
to... dad joke.
Don't understand the dad joke.
Kind of bees that jump out at you later?
Kind of bees that jump out and scare you?
Jumping bees?
Aww.
What? What's happening?
They're boobies.
They're what bees?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean.
Just cut that whole thing out, please.
No.
But no, you see why it works as the episode title. See? Callback.
Ah? Yeah.
Ah? Yeah.
You realize it can't be the episode and cut, right?
Uh-huh.
Can't if you're not a coward.
Well, we'll see who edits this episode. I think it's going to be Ian, because we're going on vacation.
Spoiler alert. I'm probably leaving that whole exchange in.
Great.
Sorry, dear listener. Very maybe sorry.
Maybe it'll be a stinger.
Ha!
That, oh God. That was not intentional.
Oh.
I'm not convinced Aaron didn't do that one on purpose.
No, I really didn't, actually.
All right, so
real good recording today, you guys.
Yeah
after a 70 second pause where everyone in the group around Harper slowly gets the joke and laughs at various intervals, he says,